Drag Your Show Show with Peaches and DJ Motai.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Beezy, the Southeast Beast.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Jack Freeman, H-Town representative.
It's your boy D-Lo, man.
It's Cab the Dumb, man.
What's good? Space City, the great city. It's your boy, Ruth Williams.
Hi, this is Booker T, five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Brad Gilmore Show. Oh, two men. We are digging. The Macho Man Randy Savage is here tonight. Oh, yeah. We have a good show for you today. Peaches, how you doing?
I'm okay.
You're okay. She's okay. She's okay. She has like a top ponytail thing.
Oh, girl.
We have a good show for you today. We have DeLorean, also known as D-Lo, on the show today. Interesting show, to say the least. But we got some good points in there. We're going to keep this intro short. I just want to let everybody know, thank you for listening to the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand, bradgilmore.podbean.com.
Why do I have to pick up the mic for him to do all the talking? Like,
if you're on iTunes,
fuck all of that.
Say the subscribing part.
Huh?
Say the subscribing part, what he was about to say.
No, I'm not, because I don't understand why I had to pick up the mic for him to talk. He could have talked, but he would be fussing about me picking up the mic, and I didn't have to do that for him to talk.
You can subscribe to us on iTunes, leave a review, rate us, give us 5 stars. Check me out once a month at Booker T's Reality of Wrestling. Go to youtube.com/BookerTROW for that. The Booker TROW. DJ Motai every other Friday at Stars Sports Bar and Grill. Make sure you check him out at DJ Motai on Twitter. TatsoLePeaches.com. Ask Peaches out tomorrow. Debonair Lounge tonight. So right now we're gonna get into DJ Motai's Monday morning music mix here on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. And then we'll follow up with our interview with DeLorean. Holler at us.
Legends, things became the light.
Stuck in my ways, man. Something crazy with me.
And bless the broken children.
Don Pedro, you come to my city, you give me the greatest burritos.
Bless the poor
and you leave like we're not family. Say your grace for you touch their plate. Learn the rules for you eat their food. You in the room full of greatness. Everything contagious if you make it. Bless you, the feelings are special to the utmost. I feel my dreams like they up close. The opposite of the last supper when cups toast. For loyalty, couldn't give it any more than me. Pardon religious thoughts, I know we don't take it there. Niggas too gangster though, they got pistols with makeup on. Preacher don't take it wrong, cause he business for lay mignon. Streets is on fucking fire, no district, no firefighters. Flames is getting higher, burning my nigga's soul. Leaving his family cold and get even on scary roads. Carrying loads more heavy than us. Squeezing more hair in my blunts. Praying they throw me some scraps. Posted, I'm looking for lunch. Grace. Yeah, that boy Dutch is too cool though, my nigga. Yeah, they say I'm cut from a different cloth. They try to compare, but it's difficult. Yeah, the boy flow on some different stuff. Like a firearm at a crowd when you lift it up. My moaning loud, just yapping. Zip it up, ounce in the blouse, just capping. Give it up, I let her puff, it assembles love. She done only live once, she ain't live enough. She party till it's fall, everybody be involved. You know how niggas be when they don't get that call. Shit, I wanna see it all, life's more than that V.I. Complimentary bottle swallowed by Maria. Still thinking about V.I. crossing over like T.I. Thinking about this music made me really miss Aaliyah. I'm in prayers for the moment, no one cares when I'm moaning. I'm just riding to the beat, me and homie. Okay, now breathe with me. Mama chill, burn this leaf with me.
before you leave with me. Alright, I gotta make you understand.
I don't think you understand.
You know I gotta make you understand.
I don't think you understand.
Okay, now breathe with me.
Breathe.
I'ma chill, burn this leaf with me. Before you leave with me, you know I gotta make you understand.
I don't think you understand.
Okay, I gotta make you understand.
I don't think you understand.
Okay, now don't you want this pretty thing all up in your driveway? Pull up on your sideways, bumping out my new shit. I ain't got it mixed yet, but the 18's got it sounded so official. Couple states out, but I'm thinking about my city. Hopefully next time my niggas can come with me. The whole world love us, especially in New York. My BK girl just love the way I talk. My LA chick like my white cup dick. Chi-town dime, one cold ass bitch. I'm thinking Miami, how they treat me like a family. We all southern down here, shout out to the Bammies. Can't forget the Georgia, sipping Hennessy straight. My pretty brown skin off of Tennessee State. She walking next year, I should get her some. Do it for the days, them niggas ain't give us nothing. Okay, now breathe with me. Mama chill, burn this leaf with me. Before you leave with me, alright, I gotta make you understand.
I don't think you understand.
You know I gotta make you understand.
I don't think you understand.
Okay, now breathe with me.
Breathe.
Mama chill, burn this leaf with me. Before you leave with me, you know I gotta make you understand.
I don't think you understand.
Okay, I gotta make you understand.
I don't think you understand.
Alright, now don't you want this pretty thing all up in your driveway? Pull up on your sideways, bumping out my new shit, mixed down ruthless. She heard it before, but now it sound exclusive. Feeling like I'm one up, never been a stunner. Been up since sun up, trying to get my number. So I'm on that I-10, jetting past 4-5. Ain't nothing changed, homie, been at it since 9-9-1. Back to the basement, rapping in the basement. Do it for the oohs and the looks on their faces. Now they off the jewels and a hook could get a bracelet. I'd rather bring food for the placement. Grace, breathe with me. Mama chill, burn this leaf with me. Before you leave with me, alright, I gotta make you understand.
I don't think you understand.
You know I gotta make you understand.
I don't think you understand.
Okay, now breathe with me.
Breathe.
Mama chill, burn this leaf with me. Before you leave with me, I know I gotta make you understand.
I don't think you understand.
Okay, I gotta make you understand.
I don't think you understand.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Brad Gilmore Show. Oh, to Milne. Yeah, man, we're getting really synchronized.
Why do you look at me after you do it?
Because he wants your approval. Was that a good intro?
No, I don't want your approval.
Do it.
Anyway, Peaches, how you doing?
You never
Peaches,
do.
What?
How are you doing?
You didn't even give me a time to answer before you
care.
Asked it twice.
You know why I didn't give you time to answer? Because you've wasted a lot of our time today.
So you mad?
Yes, I waited on you for an hour to get here. I had to talk to DeLorean for an hour.
You upset?
That's what the show is. That's the length of what the show is supposed to be, is an hour. I had to talk to him for an hour before the hour that we're doing right now. Imagine that.
Are
that's
you
2 hours.
But see how much time you're wasting trying to explain to me how much time I wasted?
Whatever. We have a good show for you today. Like I alluded to, our guest today is none other than DeLorean.
How y'all doing?
How are you doing? Are you doing good? It's not like we haven't talked for an hour, so I already don't know how your day is
going. I'm great, man. I'm great. You know, just working. That's it.
For the record, I got here at 4:20, and the interview was supposed to start at 4.
Oh.
Per Brad.
I called BS.
I have a text message to prove it. Brad told me 4.
I'm sure DeLorean has a text message to prove it, and so do I. You said 3:30 because he had traffic.
You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
Yep.
All right, anyway. Anyway, he's here today. He's got a concert coming up October the 1st, which is a Tuesday at Warehouse Live. Is it in the ballroom?
Middle room.
Studio room is what they call it.
Yeah,
they call it studio room. And he's also got a new project out. He dropped a couple weeks ago. A couple weeks ago, in June.
I don't know what kind of calendar. A couple months. Yeah.
A couple months. But here's the thing. Peaches told me that you said that since Grace has come out, no one's reached out to you for interviews. Is that what you said, Peaches?
That is what I said.
That is not correct.
No, I've reached out to you. Let's reframe. I said I have not done an interview since.
Oh.
I might have lied a little. Yeah,
so it does
you
sound.
Embellished?
Maybe a little. Try to make it sound good.
Yeah, we were supposed to do this before, and my schedule conflicted with your schedule. So
Our schedules conflicted, yes.
Yeah, so we're here now.
We're trying to quietly open snacks.
Peaches brought the fucking peanut gallery.
Yeah.
With her today.
She's a concession stand today with these.
She was like the school store back in high school.
Some more, you know, hot Cheeto Puffs.
How's everything been though, D-Lar?
You know,
first of all, is it DeLorean
today
or is it D-Lo officially?
It's both. It depends on how you're feeling.
Well, why did I just get corrected? So I feel like it depends on how you feeling.
On the air, you didn't get corrected.
Oh, so I haven't got corrected yet, but I got corrected off air.
Nah. See, off the air, when we're talking about. When we're talking about music, it's DeLorean. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When the band is rehearsing, we're talking louder. But when we're talking just cooling, it's D-Lo. You know what I'm saying?
What is your real name?
DeLorean.
It's not DeLorean. I know it's not DeLorean.
It's the great Marcus DeLorean.
Mark, MDR.
Yeah.
What's your last name?
Whoa, Brad.
Am I asking too much?
Yeah, Brad.
I give people
my real name. Rogers.
You know, I was actually talking to someone last night. Do you remember that song Lil Wayne and Drake had, like, way back in the day where Lil Wayne called him Drake Drizzy Rogers?
Mm-hmm.
Where did the Rogers come from? Did he just make that up out of the clear blue sky? Because it's Aubrey Graham, Aubrey Drake Graham. So
maybe,
where did the Rogers come
maybe
from?
Maybe Drake Rogers is the, maybe Rogers is the last name of Drake.
What?
Drizzy
Drake Rogers.
Oh, like Drizzy his, Drake his, Rogers, yeah.
You ever heard that before when Lil Wayne called him?
Yeah, I heard Lil Wayne say a lot of facts, like fictional stuff. So
factual,
I don't know.
Stuff.
Fictual.
Fictual?
Yeah.
Fictual.
What's fictual?
Fictual.
What's
what
fictual?
What is that? What's what?
D-Lo?
Is fiction a word, first of all?
Fiction is a word.
Fictional.
Fictional.
That's
fictional.
The motivation of being fiction. That's like in the process of being in the fiction. It's like in the process of being fiction.
Ladies and gentlemen, fictional.
Your figure, yeah.
D-Lo's dictionary.
In DeLorean's dictionary.
Yeah. Fictual, yeah.
Fictual's a word.
Manual.
Can you spell it?
Yeah, of course.
That means no.
F-I-C. U-A-L. U-A-L. See,
you
like.
You got the T.
Yeah, I said T.
No, you said T. Fictual. So Lil Wayne, as he's rapping, is being fictional.
Yeah, he's being fictional.
Okay, meaning he's not
being
stating
true.
Facts.
He's not being true sometimes in his words.
Like, false only.
False, yeah.
False only. Okay.
Comical, yeah.
Okay, I understand you. Move now, we on. Talked a little bit before, and while we were waiting on Peaches to get here.
Oh, my
God. And you referred to her as a queen on her own time.
Is that what you said?
That's what he said.
Queen in her own world.
Queen in her own world. Queen in her own world.
What that mean?
You're very. You put yourself on the top pedestal. What you supposed to do, Cleopatra?
What pedestal?
Okay, let's move on.
What? Wait, no. What pedestal?
You put yourself on the. You know, like you know, you run shit when you come in the room. That's what you do. That's you.
What am I running?
We're not gonna go all in.
I mean, I'm just saying. I've never been referred to as putting myself on a pedestal. I just had questions.
Everyone should put themselves on a pedestal. We'll talk about it after this, though.
Off air.
Why you fake laughing at me?
Oh, you know, evil villain laugh. It just runs in my soul.
So you the evil villain in this?
Huh?
You the evil villain in this?
I've been the Joker every now and then.
Okay. You got it.
Let's move on. This is getting
there's some weird kind of energy flowing through this room right now.
It's that owl looking at me.
Peaches has a new tattoo, everybody, on her shin.
I did. Shout out to Dice. He works at Tap Out Studios.
It's actually pretty good.
It's a nice owl. It looks realer than a real owl.
What made you choose owl?
How my tattoo's ratchet and they're small. Like, you can barely even see all the
I don't think
ones.
An owl is ratchet, but...
No, the owl's not ratchet.
No, I don't think owls can be ratchet.
She has other tattoos.
Some Harry Potter
oh,
shit.
You got
she has,
more.
Like, 12, right?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
She has 12 tattoos. And the other 11 are ratchet.
Well, maybe.
But anyway, no, we were listening to the Drake album, and you pointed out, you're like, I'm glad that he didn't put Lil Wayne on it.
I didn't listen to that Drake album. I don't know what you're talking about, Brad. It's not out yet. It comes out on September 24th.
What day? Wait, hold on. This is a tomorrow? Fake Monday morning, so hold on.
So it comes out tomorrow.
So it comes September. Out. It comes out tonight at midnight.
Oh, tonight it's out midnight. September 24th?
Just going back to the future.
Okay.
There's probably a guilt-free stream or something.
Oh,
that one.
Okay. You know Drake someone puts album up beforehand
yeah,
on stream?
Well, okay, yeah, let's go.
It was on SoundCloud or something.
Art, no, you looked at the track list. Yeah, you I said did. Lil Wayne is not on the album.
You going to go there, Brad?
I just want to talk about it. Because I used to be a huge Lil Wayne fan.
I used to be a huge Lil Wayne fan, too. And I'm glad he's not on this project. That's what I said. Said it.
Why?
Because right now...
He has boo-boo bars.
Right now, I'm just not in touch with his music right now. That's just me, in my opinion. He's a very talented person. I'm just glad Drake, you know, did his thing on there. Pause.
So have we all not listened to it, or how is this working?
I know, I listened to it. Okay. We all listened to the album. Did you listen to it, Peaches?
I did.
And Motai's been listening to it all Monday.
I mean, 97.9 is playing it, so.
Yeah, you can't be too mad at it.
Yeah, you can't not miss it. People tweet, every other tweet is a Drake reference.
Yo, someone said on Twitter last night, they're like, whenever Drake drops a new song or album, Twitter becomes a quote app.
Drake is very powerful on Twitter. Like, people.
Well, I was surprised that the dedication didn't go on as long as I thought it was. It was
dedication
like that for,
5?
Yeah, it was
I
like
didn't
that for
even
like a day.
Listen. It was funny to see those tweets and those actually be Lil Wayne lines. But aside from that, I don't. I mean, I think D-Lo would agree. And I think you would agree. I mean, Lil Wayne, we know, has fallen off something serious.
I mean, I just Carter don't think 3. That he has anything necessarily that exciting to rap about anymore. Like, before, he was rapping about, like, his life or the struggle of trying to become, you know, that rapper. And then once he got all that recognition and everything that he wanted, what else was he rapping for?
Well, you're rapping because, I mean, you're a musician. Like,
I mean,
that's
I get
what
it, but what's his content? Like, I mean, people are mad at what he's talking about. What do you want him to talk about?
He eats a lot of coochie from his
bar. I mean, that's what he likes to do. That's right? What he likes to do.
So I think that's where he's at now. I think he's
just skating and eating coochie.
He should move into porn, like selling, like, rapping soundtracks for porn or something.
Who? But would anyone really buy Lil Wayne porn?
Snoop did it.
Snoop would?
Snoop did it.
Snoop did porn?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he promoted it. Like, I don't know if he did it. Like,
oh, he was
I'm gonna say I don't
movie.
Know how his wife would have felt about that.
Nah, but he did.
I don't remember the Snoop.
He
porn.
Sold X-rated. Didn't, you know, this might have been before you could watch it, but you know, it was out.
Yeah. Now Tyga has a porn site. I'm pretty sure
he does.
Tyga.
He has something.
Tyga has some
that.
Kind of pornography thing, right? Yeah. Brack City XXX.
He's trying to act like he didn't know it.
Brack City XXX.
I think it's a...
Shout out Stocks knows what it is.
Stocks been there.
Yeah. It's his favorite in his MacBook. It's like his favorite site. Right?
He's got that bookmark on.
Bookmark.
Right
there, that's
so.
What
got,
I mean.
It's a nice app.
As soon as he types in T, it's Tiger Rack City XXX.
I mean, I have questions. Is it a nice
something
app?
Else it means, did you mean?
I don't know.
Is there an app?
It's not an app, it's a website. Anyway, back on topic. Back on topic. Peaches, since you were here late, my whole train of thought is completely derailed.
So you blaming everything on me? What is all my fault?
Every episode goes.
What?
I notice this is how every episode goes, so let's just try to skip over Peaches being late, and let's just get, you know.
To D-Lo.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Well, normally she's not late because anyway, okay, whatever. So you dropped Grace back in June.
No one knew.
It wasn't. Yeah, okay.
Just in case no one knew, yeah, it was in June.
It was in June. Yeah. And the last project before that was the Mucho Caliente, right?
Hood Politics 3.
Mucho Caliente came out after Hood Politics.
Yeah, somewhere like that. I'm get confused. I'm Brad. I'm sorry. I believe so. Mucho Caliente. Then Hood Politics 3.
Hood Politics 3, then Mucho Caliente.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going backwards. Like I was saying, yeah.
Okay, just name all your projects.
Hood Politics 1, Hood Politics 1.2, Hood Politics 2, Hood Politics 3. guess what's next? Mucho Caliente. And then I drop Grace.
Where'd you get 1.2? Why'd you do a 1.2 and not a 1.5?
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
You want to make sense? You want me to make sense when I say
that? I mean, I
want
to know why you did it.
If you, like, it was just, like, as far as volumes, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not just, like, halfway from one to two. It was kind of like, I wanted to just make it be, like, the next step from one. Like, so I put 1.2. You know what I'm saying?
When did you release Hood Politics 1?
Roughly about 3 or 4 years ago, because I've been dropping a project every year, so yeah, I would say 4 years ago, roughly.
But weren't there things before Hood Politics 1?
There were.
Yeah.
You don't want to talk about
there were things before humans on Earth, like dinosaurs. No, it was something before that, but like, I don't think.
I think I've seen the cover.
Yeah. Yeah,
you have braids?
No, my boy had braids.
No, that was you.
You know,
braids.
It just made me feel like Akbar. You know how you bring up.
You had braids, didn't you?
It made me feel like Akbar. But yeah, I don't think people know what we're talking about. But yeah.
I think you had braids.
Yeah, me and my boy Jay Cut, man. Jay Cut and D-Lo. We made projects. We made, like, I've never made music where I was rapping on other people's beats. But besides Mucho Caliente, that was the first time I ever done that. I was like in high school rapping with my boy Jay Cut. We put out Spoken Meditations. Our first project was called Throwbacks. We had throwback jerseys on the cover. Woo. And nobody were wearing throwbacks before us in Houston. I swear, we was the first one to bring throwbacks to Houston. I promise.
As he throws down something.
I had a card. You know the extra card you get in the deck?
Playing card, yeah. Yeah,
it shows the rules how to play poker. But why did they put that in?
You brought throwbacks?
Yeah, I brought throwbacks to Houston. And then Fabulous put out a song called Throwbacks like a couple months later.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, me and Fabulous been beefing on the low.
Oh, you and Fabo?
Yeah, he been DMing.
Loso?
Yeah, he used to DM my chick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Happens. How'd you handle that?
Well, I screenshot it. And I thought about it. I sat back.
I'm going to say this was before screenshots, huh?
Nah, we been screenshotting, boo-boo. Now, back then, you just had to take a picture of somebody else's phone. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But I'll just mess with you. Nah, Fab cool, though. But now he did. He made the throwback joints, and then we kind of fell back. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of crazy, though, because I like making stuff, and then I see somebody that's at a higher level than me do something that I came up with.
Yeah.
And I don't be thinking like, oh, he stole my idea. I'd be like, yo, we on the same page. Like, Jeezy dropped a song called Hood Politics.
Yeah.
And when it came out, I think Hood Politics 2 was out by then. And then when it came out, everybody was like, man, Jeezy got this song called Hood Politics. And I was just like, well, it sucks, but I got two projects called Hood Politics. No one's ever hype about that, but
yeah.
That's a little something I've been going through right now.
Okay, so you're like, you know that.
But I was like, yo, you know, that's though that Jeezy came, you know, Jeezy got a song called Hood Politics, and I've been basing my projects on that. You know what I'm saying?
Where does the whole Hood Politics thing come from? Like, what's the mentality behind it?
You know what? To me, I don't know. You can't really Google it and come up with something, but to me, it was just like, I consider myself like on both sides of the listener's fence or something like that. Like, I was making music that like hood people would listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was making stuff that like a lawyer would want to listen to. You know,
okay.
Because people think that I'm so deep in my music.
Yeah.
So I don't understand but why they think that.
Yeah, but you're not a deep person at all.
No.
You have no sort of intellect to
That's
write.
I haven't read a book since The Whipping Boy.
I remember The Whipping Boy.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even finish it. I used to
you
lie.
Two shall have reserved seats in hell. It was on page 27.
Oh. You know bullshit. What? Man of Mice, I think. Man of
Mice and Men.
Mice and Men. That's my last book I read.
You don't read a lot, do you?
I read the paper every now and then.
You buy newspapers?
No. The
Green Sheet.
Yeah, The Green Sheet.
The free one?
Yeah, the free one. Yeah. I read World Star comments.
You read Twitter.
Yeah, World Star comments and Twitter. That's where you get the facts from.
You ever had a video on World Star?
Do I have a feature video, I think, with it's B Killer, Lil O, Track Sounds. It's a Track Sounds song. And Smoker Section, I think that's the name of the joint.
Uh-huh.
I'm not on World Star a lot, though. But I do have a video on MTV Jams right now. It's in rotation. It's called Breathe, produced by DJ Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, while we were waiting on Peaches to get here, you actually got a call that it was playing.
Yeah.
on the
I get every call every now and then. It's like one or two calls. It's not a lot of calls.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of people that know I'm on it, I think. Or it's not a lot of people that watch MTV Jams. Or it's not a lot of people that want to let them me know that they know it's on there.
Because they don't want to boost you up.
Yeah, I get it, though. I get it. But it's I don't.
Tell us about the song Breathe and how you came up with the video and then how you got it on the MTV Jams.
Oh, man. It was a lot going on with it. He's hitting some nice riffs, though, in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was at Mr. Rogers' studio after Knox one night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he used to send me a lot of beats. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Rogers, he's a dope producer. You know, he sent me a lot of joints that just did not fit with me because, you know, a lot of people think he's a club. He makes club beats, but he really makes, like, tracks with instruments, you know, like he really makes some dope beats. So I finally, you know, got a track from him and went to the studio, recorded it. Oh man. And then somehow we decided to shoot the video in Atlanta. And the director was cool with Curtis Snow that just put out this documentary called Snow on the Bluff.
Yeah.
So he let him hit a joint. He's like, man, you know, DeLorean want to come out here and shoot a video in the Bluff, which is kind of like the roughest neighborhood in Atlanta, supposedly. And so we went out there. I met Curtis. He a cool dude. What's so funny is he got a brother named D-Lo that raps. So the whole time we go out to Atlanta shoot the video, the whole time his brother creeping up every cut. You know, his brother creeping. Yeah, man, when we go get in the studio, man, you D, your name, D-Lo, my name. Yeah, anyways, but so...
D-Lo,
you know, and that's why, you know what, my name used to be, when I first started rapping, I wanted to go by DeLorean, and somebody say, man, I'm just going to call you D-Lo, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go by D-Lo, and then every time I'm just doing something, it's like, oh, I got a D-Lo, I know a D-Lo, he rap, and I was like, there's too many D-Los that rap, you know what I'm saying, and just, I'm going to just go with my
They're probably D-apostrophe L-O's, though, like D-Lo.
Apostrophe?
Yeah, D.
Or D dash.
Or dash.
I say hyphen. I see apostrophe.
Apostrophe means possession, you know, before S means
No, but that's how they do it.
Okay.
There was a wrestler back in the day named D-Lo Brown, and that's how he styled his name.
This is apostrophe, Brad. But back to the
that's
video,
what it's
though.
Called.
That's what we're talking about, right?
Apostrophe S.
Yeah. Apostrophe.
I'm just
so, well, I was in the Bluff for a day, you know.
Yeah.
Had my chopper with me, you know. Had that llama with me.
Got
you. Know, something popped up. I was going to squeeze that thing. You know what I'm talking about?
And, yes, I do.
No, I was actually out there. No security in the Bluff. Chilling with
Wait,
Curtis
you got
Snow.
Security?
He said no security.
No, I'm asking.
Since you were out there without security.
With your chopper.
Well, yeah. Nah. I mean, like, no. No peaches. Peaches, you know you see me one deep every time you see me.
I asked you a question. I can ask you a question. Yeah. That's what you're here for.
Do you feel safe everywhere you go?
I do feel comfortable everywhere I go, especially in Houston. You know, I just love Houston.
You don't think anyone's going to try you in Houston?
Not. Subtweet, maybe. Those are dangerous, though. You ever just get on Twitter and just see a tweet and be like,
that's definitely about
me. That little bitch talking about me.
Yeah.
That got to be about me because
Well, maybe you just guilty.
You know what? That's a guilty conscience too. You're right. But, you know, hey, I'm honest.
When you see these subtweets, I'm assuming they're mainly from women. They're mainly from women, right?
Yeah. And, or independent artists.
Or independent artists. Yeah. Well, let's go mainly women. Yeah. Do you knock down a lot of groupies? Is that the thing?
I am very celibate.
You're a celibate?
I sell a lot of bit.
Spell that one.
He sells a lot of bent.
What's a bent?
Like, get bent.
That's just my urban term. It's celibate, okay? But I don't like talking about sex, Brad.
Why you
I don't like how you said that.
Hey, look at you in the eyes.
I don't like talking about sex,
you know what,
Brad.
Though?
I really want to go into acting, though. Like, when I'm done with rap, I'm going to think I'm going to act.
That's cool, but we're talking about knocking down groupies.
Okay, I don't have any fans or groupies, I don't think. I don't really think nobody, like, just be like, I'm a D-Lo fan. Or I'm going to wait for D-Lo to come out this show and fuck him. You know...
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Do you not think that you're a nice looking man?
I really think I'm very handsome.
Okay, so why wouldn't groupie women want to come out
I think I'm too handsome.
Why are you too handsome? How are you too handsome?
It all started with my mom and my dad.
Oh, really? That's how it started?
Yeah. And then I came about 9 months later after they, I think.
But why do you think you're so handsome?
It has something to do with the skin tones, the hair. It's
we have women
the height.
Here.
It's the height.
Height? How tall are you?
Like, according to Texas or according to, like,
Twitter?
Twitter.
What's your license say?
I'm 6'4".
What you said?
I'm 6'4". When it comes to the DPS, I'm 6'4".
When it comes to real life, how tall are you?
6'3 and a half.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, 6'4". Yeah. So you're tall, you're dark, and you think you're handsome.
You said dark so hard, though, Brad. Like, yeah, I am dark. I've been running in the daytime,
yeah,
and I've been getting extra black. I'm talking about extra black. I don't know where my edge up started black. Like, you know? Yeah.
I don't know where my edge up start black.
Y'all have got to quit saying stuff like this in front of Brad, because Brad takes this stuff and applies it to his real life.
I can't apply that one.
No, but he's going to try.
I'll come up with some scenario. I'll probably insult somebody.
Nah, but man, you know what? I don't think I had groupies or like, I don't think I had groupies though. I don't have that type of people.
So who's subtweeting you? Just random women you knocked down?
Regular women you knocked down.
Regular women?
Nah, because my, like, real people that I talk to, like, real chick that I talk to, like, we don't even follow each other. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not even, like.
So she knows what the business is.
Yeah, she know that Twitter shit. She know that Twitter shit is, you know, that's games. You know?
Well, you know.
People,
like,
don't really even
so
tweet
why,
who
why
they
she
really
can't follow you on Twitter?
Because she might get an idea that I am really meeting them when I say, where you at, where you going, you know what I'm saying? Then it's a fight. You know what I'm saying, Peaches? You know.
Or no.
When you know how people play on Twitter, they be like, when they see somebody cooking, be like, oh, I'm supposed to come through. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You give them that little line.
I mean,
but
regardless of whether or not she follow you, you gonna say it. People, so what does it matter?
It's a small city. People retweet. A retweet is like a ricochet bullet that goes through your window and hits you.
I mean,
while you
but
sleep.
If you ain't really going, what does it matter what somebody retweet?
Yo, that was a real ass metaphor for what
it was.
Retweeted.
That was a good one.
I'm really good at that. I'm really good.
That's cool, but I'm not trying to hype you up too much. I just thought it was a cool. I appreciate that you thought it was good, but I mean, you have to understand. You got to watch yourself in this. I don't know what's going on in this 21st century Twitterverse world.
You're killing my ego. That's what's going on. If you really want to know what's going on.
Did you listen to some
shows? Slow it down. I just dissed you. No one watch URL battles?
Oh, man. we weren't all around for the throwback era either. So. Oh,
okay. That's a nice polo shirt you got on too, Brad.
Thanks, man. I like your hat.
I tried to dress like you. Like
you tried. You tried. That's
the
operative
iron
word.
Iron didn't work. You know how you ever had a shortage in your iron?
I don't use an iron. I use a steamer.
I bet you do. You got a cappuccino maker, don't you?
I don't. I don't drink coffee. I have a Keurig. I do teas.
Okay. I like your style, though. Don't get it
too. I appreciate
it. I like
that.
How you roll your sleeves on your long sleeves.
Yeah, because it's hot outside.
Yeah, but the way you roll it, though.
It's fresh.
Yeah.
We can't all be like me.
Don't think I'm being sarcastic either.
Oh, no. Don't think I'm taking it as sarcasm.
Please. Sarcasm. That's what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a way you got to use it.
What? Like,
Peaches, take control of this interview.
You and your owl.
Hey.
I was so ready for a real interview like 3 o'clock when I got here, bro.
Yeah.
You know,
no, yeah.
So now just leave.
And we actually had like an actual kind of interview type thing going on.
I bet you had questions and everything because, you know, right now just like... You know, I want questions. Give
you
me
want
some questions?
All right. You have a, let's see, you have your show coming up on the 1st. Who's opening?
We got a cat named Dwayne Jackson. He's coming up on the underground. I wanted to get some artists that no one, like, you know, are gassing on Twitter and stuff. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just to be 100.
Yeah.
And some people.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. What happened there? What happened? What happened? What happened?
I don't know. But
all right, I wanted to pick some artists that. One day I got on Twitter and I was like, who's higher than these, you know, a stage to get on and perform? And I'm going to stay as professional as I can. And a lot of people told me the outfit. Is there a rewind? Is there a rewind?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. So you have Dwayne Jackson she's in the corner.
She's in the corner, balled up. I mean the far east wing corner.
That might be the east, I don't know.
Okay, so DJ Mr. Rogers is gonna be DJing. You have performing opening with Dwayne Jackson Texas.
In the outfit Texas, yeah. Dwayne Jackson.
Why do you call it DeLorean's Graceland though?
Because Grace is the name of the project, and like, you know, Graceland is like that location, you know what I'm saying? Like where I took it, I feel like, you know, and that's what the picture looks like on the flyer too, don't it? It looks like Graceland.
Yeah,
like,
we were talking about this before before we started the show. He's in like the Mojave Desert or something.
Yeah, I'm in the desert. I'm not going to tell anybody where I met.
He's definitely in the desert. You all right, Peaches?
I'm fine.
He said it's in Dubai. I don't believe it.
He said close 6 hours away.
6 hours. Could have been driving. Could have been flying. Walking, who knows? Cycling, could have been walking, swimming. Cycling. Backstroke. But
it's to promote the. Is it almost like a like almost to rejuvenate the hype with Grace?
Yeah.
kind of let people know that. Because like you said, you haven't really done an interview about Grace.
This is my first interview with anybody since I dropped Grace. Anybody. First retweet, first like mention.
Why do you think that is?
I think people thought it was like a biblical album or something. Like
you thought, what? You thought it was like a Christian hip hop album?
You know, when somebody told me that you were dropping it and that you named it Grace, they said that. I don't know if you said, but I guess that they had heard the reason is that you say grace before you eat.
It's a lot of different reasons. Yeah, I feel like the food is on the way. I'm saying, you know, I'm gracing my plate, you know, giving my blessings to what I feel is coming to me, you know. It's a lot of different meanings that I came up with, like, and I'm gracefully, like, the songs are really, like, most of them are laid back. I feel like I'm, like, gracefully moving on them, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So it's a lot of stuff.
What's your favorite song off Grace?
My favorite joint off Grace, I can't just give you one. I like Sing on Key. I like, that would be one right there. I can't go any further, huh?
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, that has to be the one, yeah.
Why? Okay, so why that one?
I like the hook.
Oh, word.
It gives you like that, it gives you that chant or that direction. You know, most songs that like. It gives you something that other people can say and do, and not something that's personal where it's just like me just talking about my aunt or something. It's just like something that I feel like everybody feel like they crew want to eat or go, you know, be successful, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I like that one. And it, you know, I was going to give you one with a feature, but then I just said, you know what, I'm going to give you one.
Well, speaking of which, you have 19 songs on the project.
Is that too many?
It's a lot.
It's a little lengthy.
It's a lot?
I think it's a lot.
Lengthy. I think it's a lot.
That's what she said. Hey, so check this out. But you know what? That's what I'm used to doing. Like, I don't want to get nobody a 12-track CD. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what's your reasoning behind that? Because some people might think, because to me, I do think 19, I mean, I did listen to Grace. I think 19 tracks is a lot.
Yeah.
Just for any
but,
project.
They're not that long, though. You fly through the songs. You know what I'm saying? It's not. It's like.
They're not that long.
I'm getting a nice position here. It's like I want to just give them. When I record a project, I try to put out the best that I got at the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't sit on any songs, like, and say, okay, I'm gonna say this for the next project because I got 14 songs already. You know, I put whatever I felt that needed to fit on that project all together, and I felt all the songs needed to go on there, and I almost had 21.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but hey, I'm old school. I'm from the era where you get 19 tracks. You know what I'm saying? And hey, That's what I'm a part of. Until I have to pay for my projects that go over 13 tracks, you know, that's what main stream artists have to do until I have to be there. Then, hey, I'm going to give y'all 13 tracks. But right now, I feel like I still have to prove myself, still have to show people, you know, I'm going to give you all I can. If you're going to sit in my house for an hour, I'm going to explain to you why I feel like.
But Mucho Caliente wasn't a long project. It was about what? Like, I want to say it was like 10, 11 songs, right?
I think it's more than that. It's probably 14 tracks on that.
I don't think so.
How much you want to bet?
I mean, I know you made it. I just remember listening to it and be like, there's not, it didn't feel like it was that long.
It wasn't that. It was about 12, 13 joints on there. And it was just something quick to give people to show that, you know, people that wanted to hear me on instrumentals, you know, other people beats, you know, and just to throw out there to keep it consistent. That's basically what that project was. But I like to do original music. Like, that's why, you know, All My Hood Politics has been original music.
And then you also, though, have several features on here. I'm looking at the track list. Slim Thug, Big Crit, Trey the Truth, Smoke Dizza, Mookie Jones, Bun B. How did some of these collaborations come about?
The Crit, Bun, and it's Trey. We was all in Atlanta at Tree Sound Studios, and Trey actually works there. You know, that's Grand Hustle, like, home studio.
Okay.
So Trey actually works there, and Easy Access is his, like, right-hand man. He always had a wave cap on when you see him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he came upstairs, man. You know, I know, like, it's crazy because I see Bun at a lot of events. I'm just going to get to the, you know, I see Trey at a lot of events, but I never get to the point where it's like, hey, let's get in the studio. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when you're out of town.
I haven't seen Trey at an event ever. Well, no, I take that back. I saw him on a show one time, but that was it.
Last time, I seen him at the Houston Press Awards or something like that. But, actually, man, he was in the studio working, bro, and it was just like, it happened just like that, man. It was like, hey, D-Lo upstairs, come down. I came down to his session, and I played the Big Crit beat, and he liked it, and she put a hook on there in a verse, and that was in like 30 minutes, and then we moved on, you know. And Bun was actually out in Atlanta shooting a video with Young Scooter, and we was at the video shoot, and I leered him back to the studio telling him that the cook was cooking. They have a model to cook there. And he came back to cook, and I was like, man, Bun, come upstairs. I need you my project now, you know what I'm saying? I kind of pinned him in the corner, so like that was And he jumped on the tray. He like, I got you, low. So that was cool. And, man, the Crit joint was just over. You know, Crit joint was just going to happen because, you know, we just run in the same circle. And it was just.
You share the same management, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was just bound to happen, you know. So it was just a blessing, man. I did like those three songs in 2 days. And it was just like I had to sit back and think, like, y'all got a song with Crit, Bun, and Trey the Truth in like 48 hours. I was like, man, I'm done. I don't need no more features.
Did you already have Slim and Mookie on that?
I didn't have Slim yet. No. I didn't have me and Mookie was the last song. That Grace, that outro, we did that. That was the very last song. And I didn't get the Dizza back yet. I didn't get the Dizza to after Atlanta trip. And that's just how that worked, man. Like, we was out of town. That's why people, like, you really got to get out of town. It's a difference when you just, you know, you're not cooped up in the
city. Well, what do you think about everyone who says, like, to make it, you know, to make it in this business is you have to get out of Houston?
No, I think you just got to get out of any city that you're living in. You can stay in Charlotte. You can stay in Florida. You have to expand yourself. You got to get out and learn. You know, you learn things when you travel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have to get out of your city. I don't care if you – New Yorkers have to get out of New York. You know what I'm saying? No one can just sit at home and tweet their music and just – you know, it's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? Drake had to get out of Canada. So it's like
– Drake definitely had to get out of Canada.
So
– I don't think there's a lot just popping off.
If you think Drake is the best rapper, he had to come to Houston. So if you're saying you got to get out of Houston –
Canada.
You know what I'm saying?
Go to Toronto. Maybe you'll be the biggest rapper of all time.
Yeah. So, hey.
Well.
You got to get out, bro. You got to. Trust me. People don't see your tweets every day. People don't see your Insta videos. You know, you got to get out there and present yourself to people everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely will. With that being said, we're going to take a quick break. DJ Motai is going to play Feel Like I'm Winning, the Trey Truth joint off of DeLorean's project Grace, which is produced by Big Crit, recorded at Tree Sound Studios in Atlanta, Georgia. And after that, we're going to come back and we're going to talk to D-Lo more about what he has in the future. We're going to talk more about the Warehouse Live show and a couple current events that have happened. I would like DeLorean's one-of-a-kind take on. We'll be right back with the Brad Gilmer Show on Demand.
I feel like I'm winning. Pedal to the flow on a mission with a vision never thought I'd see before.
Okay, it feel like I'm winning. Started independent in the state, pushing out them niggas, finally talking business.
But shit, I feel like I'm winning. I ain't come to lose if it's me against the world. Fuck it, I'm lacing my shoes.
Okay, it feel like I'm winning. Can't afford an L, I'm a bell. Can't you tell how a young nigga did it? It feel like I'm winning.
In the city with a clear view in this Mercedes kickback. Last night I dreamed of no stress. Look, bitch, I'm trying to get back. I ain't come here to lose, so tell them L's to get the fuck on. D-Lo say fuck the struggle. That's the same shit I've been stuck on. 22-inch gorillas extended. I set my truck on. When I see these hoes, I take aim. Fuck them and get the fuck on. You think Charlie was winning? Look at these diamonds, I'm grinning. Or look at this pain, I'm cruising. Weather this shit that you swim in. Homie say I deserve it from all the shit I done been in. Any given, you take it from me. Gorillas get sent in. I want everything in front of me being last. I'm the teacher, pay attention, this class. Nigga, I feel like I'm winning. Pedal to the flow on a mission with a vision never thought I'd see before.
Okay, it feel like I'm winning. Started independent in the state, pushing out them niggas, finally talking business.
But shit, I feel like I'm winning. I ain't come to lose if it's me against the world. Fuck it, I lace up my shoes.
Okay, it feel like I'm winning. Can't afford an L, I'm a bell. Can't you tell how a young nigga did it? It feel like I'm winning. Burgundy top, I murdered a lot. Yellow tape on the slab, smell like an ape and a half. Still riding dirty, she taking a bath. And if you said this last year, you be making them laugh. That I'm winning, I'm winning, I'm winning, I'm winning, you lose it. You try to come between my hustle, ain't only just music. Got a vision for the team, it's not an illusion. And the world is just a bitch and forever she choosing. She probably pick you tomorrow. Got some bitches in bottles. All my bitches is dollars. All my bitches is polished. Come and get a glimpse of a winner. I'll be damned if I let him stop dinner.
I feel like I'm winning. Pedal to the flow on a mission with a vision never thought I'd see before.
Okay, it feel like I'm winning. Started independent in the state, pushing out them niggas, finally talking business.
But shit, I feel like I'm winning. I ain't come to lose if it's me against the world. Fuck it, I'm lacing my shoes.
Okay, it feel like I'm winning. Can't afford an L, I'm a bell. Can't you tell how a young nigga did it? It feel like I'm winning.
This is a five, four,
hey,
we're just going to figure this out. Three, two, one. Hello, everybody. We're going to welcome you all to a special segment. First time ever here on the Brad.
DeLorean versus Peaches because DeLorean is tripping.
No, this is the first time ever on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand that we're going to do this. We're bringing Ask Peaches live.
It's not so conflict.
Huh?
It's not so conflict.
I show what I want to show. You wanted feisty, you didn't got it.
Yo, we're bringing Ask Peaches right now to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand with the podcast with DeLorean. Yeah. So, for the next 5 minutes, me and DJ Motai are going to take a back seat.
Turn our mics off.
Wow. Right now, y'all listening for the first time, Ask Peaches, Peaches versus DeLorean. Let's
ask
go.
Peaches, let me go ahead and warn you how Ask Peaches works, though. That means that you ask me a question.
Oh, okay. Okay, Peaches.
Yes.
How do you feel about the new era of hip hop in Houston?
I think it's in a good direction. Yeah. I think that people are, you know, putting in work. If the foundations have already been built for some people, then it's a, you know, they're reaping the benefits of it. People that haven't probably necessarily, well, they're not. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's just, it's kind of a put up or shut up time. So,
I got another question that, like, to help. I know that question was kind of broad, but, like, okay, you know how this was on my mind when I see a couple of tweets how people say that out of town people can reference Houston and get like better response from their music, their mm-hmm. Houston artists, they reference Houston a lot, or they, you know, the stuff that we do out mm-hmm. here, and it seems like normal, you know what I'm saying?
Houston is finicky.
Finicky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would say that Houston has a habit of not claiming what it's produced until it's already out in the world, like until it already has its notoriety. And then after it has its notoriety, then that's when Houston is like, oh, we did that.
When you say Houston, do you mean the listeners, the fans, or you mean the artists? What do you
know? I mean, when you're speaking of this, I'm assuming that you're talking about the audience, the consumer. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, an artist from Houston is either going to help another artist from Houston or not. You know, it's like teamwork.
I think it's a lot of teamwork that's going on right now. Like,
I think it's, well, I mean, if you want to be honest, I think some of it isn't as genuine as it's pretending to be, and that's why it's not working how everybody thinks it is.
Oh, I feel that too. You know, it's a lot of, you know, everything's an opinion, but the real, like me being an artist, like I know that like the artists like such as Les, Doe Beezy, Propane, if all of us was, if anybody wanted to do something, everybody would probably be involved in what was going on. And there's more artists too that's doing their thing. And but you know, it just takes money, it takes time, and it takes faith that, you know what I'm saying, take all that. I think a combination of
all
that.
I mean, that stuff is cool. It takes placement. It takes being in the right place at the right time. It takes having an actual product. It takes something that's identifiable, that reaches an audience. It takes knowing your audience. It takes knowing your fan base. It takes putting out a good project, being able to do a show, being able to connect to all these things. It's not just about being able to rap or being able to put out a project. Like, it's more than that, because if it was just that, it'd be a lot more people, quote unquote, on than that are.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. So, are you, you coming to my show October 1st at Warehouse Live?
Probably.
I'll probably see you there.
More than likely.
There's nothing else to do on the Tuesday at that particular time, you know, so, hey, might as well come see D-Lo.
I don't know. It'd be interesting. I've never seen you perform before, so.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have my drummer there, so it should be a nice little event.
You know? But how good of a performer are you?
That's what you have to tell me after.
I mean, but I'm asking you. So if somebody asked you how good of a performer are you, what are you going to say? I mean, you got to see me perform, or you're going to be like, I'm a damn good performer.
Yo, I put my heart out there. You know what I'm saying?
How good of a performer are you?
I'm the best I can be.
Okay.
Yeah, I really am. Like, it, you know, I've learned a lot. I've had my bad shows. I've had my great shows. And now I'm at the spot where I feel like I know what I need to do when I'm up there. You know?
Do you do a show per project? Like a headlining show per project?
Yeah, this is the second time. Like, HP2, it wasn't like that. But HP3, I designed a show for that project. And this is pretty much like that. I'm designing a show for my project. Because at this stage, like a lot of artists, they wait for a promoter to do something for them. And really, though, like, there's really no demand for anybody that's underground right now that's, well, unless you're, you know, well-known. But I feel like I can't just run to a promoter and be like, yo, give me $5,000 to do a show. You know, it don't work like that. So right now, it's like you got to see where you are. You got to see where you at. You got to do your own shows. Because nobody's going to come to a show that, at this status, no one's going to come to your show just on accident. Or I seen your flyer in the store, so I came to Warehouse Live. Like, you really have to have some type of connection with everybody that's at that show. And, you know, if it's from a tweet or Instagram picture, if it's from a phone call, a text, or them knowing you, they've been listening to your music, you have to build off who you are, and that's where.
Okay, so let me ask you something. Are you going to have a show full of fans, or are you going to be rapping in front of rappers?
I doubt it'd be that many rappers there. I think there's more people that just listen to my music going to be there, because I really didn't. I'm really, you know, trying to reach out to fans and people that listen to music, people that support, people that you know, buy tickets, people that want to buy merchandise, and you know, I'm pretty sure that my, you know, people that fuck with me that rap that will be there. You know, and, you know, if they can't make it, then that's cool. But, you know, but other than that, I'm not looking for a house of artists, of course. Now, I don't make music for artists. I don't care about an artist's opinion about my music, because that's just like Jordan worried about what his competition is doing. You know what I'm saying? Worried about where they at. I don't care.
Okay.
You know? They gonna say it to my face. You know what I'm saying? But nah, really, people shouldn't care. Rappers send me music, and I just be like, bro, you know, I really want to tell them, like, you should really send this to some people that like,
I mean, I say that all the time. I never understand why rappers are coming up, go hand their music to other rappers, especially, like, it happens while I'm standing next to a rapper so many times. I'm always like, well, why you didn't give it to me? I mean, well, I'm like, okay, cool, yeah. But he not gonna listen to it. Because like, the only way that another rapper would probably listen to an underground thing is if I say, have you heard this, and then I play it.
That's the difference between somebody that really make music they love and want to get it to fans' ears and people who just want to do it.
Nah, that's just not knowing the hustle. It has nothing to do with that. That's just not knowing any better.
Well, hell, that's what you can say, not knowing any better. Yeah. So, that's what I agree with you with that, you know? I agree with you. But, you know, I think Houston music is going to a new level. You know what I'm saying? It's going to a new level. Let them come on. Come on. Come on in.
There's nobody right there.
It was. But, yeah, Houston music is definitely going to be at a place it's never been before. And it's going to be a good thing.
Do you think that Houston can handle it?
Oh, man. Yo, it's so much slander. You know what? That shouldn't be nothing to worry about. People shouldn't worry about that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's always going to be something to talk about. You can do.
I'm not asking in that capacity. I'm asking because, as an artist, there's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of, you know, everybody says it's a timing thing. It's going to happen, and then everybody have to have their ducks in a row. Some, you know, it's one of those things. Like, that's a legitimate question. Like, it is something to worry about if it comes here. And if people who are, you know, meant to, like, on the forefront of stuff, if their ducks aren't in a row, then how are they going to lead up for anybody else? It's the same, kind of the same that they say about, you know, when back in the day when you had all these artists that was there, but then none of them wanted to teach the game to keep it going like they do, you know, everywhere else.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that is a legitimate question. Do you think Houston is ready for that type of attention?
I think it'll work out. As artist-wise, people who are working now, will move up the ladder into the, you know, publicity and being known for what they do. But if you just seeing that Houston is getting hot and you go drop your CD that you ain't dropped in a while and, you know, one never heard from you and all this, like, I don't think it's going to work out for them artists. It's going to work out for people that's working, because what people don't realize, ain't nothing overnight. No one's blowing up overnight. Nobody is. Everybody has a solid fan base that helped them build to where they get to, you know what I'm saying? And it's nothing just overnight. It's gonna take years, you know what I'm saying? It took Rick Ross 10 years to get on 10 and another 10 years to, you know, take his position the way he had. And that's how I look at stuff. It takes time.
You don't think 19 songs was a lot of songs?
To me,
okay, I say this because I understand that as an artist, you know, it's important to do it how you wanted to do it for the vision that you saw it. But for it to be a mixtape.
And it's not a mixtape. I don't consider it a mixtape.
I mean, a project,
yeah.
A tape, a collective album. Of songs, an yeah. album, whatever you want to, you know, you want to classify. I'm not saying like that because technically it's a mixtape.
Yeah. Well, technically it's a free album because it's all original music. A mixtape to me is when people freestyle over a beast that's already been out before. When you have a let's be for real about it, because you know, when people, the difference between this being, when you could call it an album, is that I didn't charge for it, and that's thing.
But
you
know, it was still something to showcase your work.
That's yes. what albums do too. But
no, I meant like in general.
Yeah.
Just period. So you don't think that 19 songs were a lot of songs?
Well, that's a completely to the listener's opinion of how they want to project it, because I don't watch a movie before I buy a movie and be like, damn, this movie 3 hours long. I'm not supposed to watch this movie.
But you
that's
make,
a good
you
point.
Know what I'm saying?
I mean, but if you know that it's 3 hours long, you do make necessarily accommodations to be sitting in one place for 3 hours listening.
Well, if
to
my
something.
And you know what, and if my attention is directed somewhere else, then that mean that movie wasn't that good to me. Or and that's just my opinion on that movie. I watched Malcolm X the whole time. That's the longest movie in my world. It's probably the best fucking
longest movie in my world.
Longest movie in my world. Life world is the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
go for it.
Let's agree. So but real talk. I try to do. I'm not the average Houston artist. I think people should realize that. Like, I'm not doing nothing that any other artist is doing.
Does
for
it
music.
Bother you that you're in that you know, that cluster? Something. No, that cluster of being just considered a Houston artist and not necessarily because it seems
I
like you're kind of fighting.
Else. I had people ain't seen me in Indiana doing no shows. So yeah.
No, I don't mean like that. I mean because you're saying that you're different from every Houston artist, but I'm sure that you're compared to every other Houston artist.
But real talk though, these new artists are completely different. Like I see Less in a different box. You know what I'm saying? I see Propane in a different. I see Marcus Manchild. All different artists. Not like how it was, where it's like SUC, where like in Switcher House, these were people that was all in groups and they all really had the same type of trend or the same.
So what's up with Dirty Diamonds?
I wanted to work. You can ask all the artists. I tried to make it happen. It's gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? Just take time. Everybody doing their own thing. Dirty Diamonds. I keep that probably the hardest.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little upset that I Keep That didn't do what it could have done.
Yeah.
Cause it could have done a lot, and I feel like that's one of those things where the ball was dropped. And it's not necessarily anybody, in, you know, one particular person's fault, but that's one of those situations where. Why not push something to the fullest? It's like it was a half-assed effort. Like it was an awesome song. It went, like, you know what I'm saying. And as far as the collaborative thing, it's kind of like how Rich Gang is doing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that's a group of people. But my thing is,
that's all one label though.
And and that's cool. But technically, all y'all are independent artists. Y'all not even under a label, so there's no reason that song couldn't have been pushed harder.
Well, to explain that, if there's no label, there's no money. So you got to understand that. It takes
four people fan base that should have came together. That makes for a united front. So you gonna have to come harder than that.
Well, let me explain something to you. Like, it takes time. Like, records takes time to pop. Nothing pops like just because you like
you put it
song.
Out one day and
you
it know pops tomorrow.
No, I'm not saying
it take
that.
It takes a year for a song to pop.
It's not even like,
you know what I'm saying?
It's more people that talk about that song and what it should have been than even anybody that was involved
in
it.
I don't hear people saying that.
I don't hear people talking about it either.
I like the record.
Like, everything that's been said to me about it is what I just said. It was a good song and that it should have been pushed harder. But I have, you know, heard people say that they really did like the song, but there wasn't a lot of effort.
You know what? If we get together and do another song and finish a project, then I feel like it could move on to another step. If, you know, it's going to take more than just one dart thrown at the wall. You know, it's going to take a project. And it, like that
at least
song.
Like an EP or something.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. That would be dope. And like the song had a major, we shot a video to it. You know what I'm saying? It takes, like at that status, like it takes money to really do this music thing. You know what I'm saying? And when you got people that's not really, if I'm not under your label, you're not under my label. It's just, you know, we doing it. We love doing it. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, if it wasn't no order or nothing constructed, you know, it's just going to go where the song go. You know what I'm saying? It's going to move where it move. And, you know, and that's just where it's at. But we go all get together in the future when we all get our own selves in a bigger status, and it's going to be a bigger outcome. It was the first song. That was the first song we all made together. The first one. It wasn't like, okay, out of these five that we made, let's just push this one. We got in the studio. We all made this song one time. So it's like, all it's going to take is just another attempt, you know. And I don't look at it as like the ball being dropped. I just think, it just take more work. It's going to take more work. That's all I can say about it.
Yeah, I would think it'd take more than one record.
I mean, I agree. I guess.
I get it, because I was in my feelings about it, too, at one time.
Well, yeah, it's just one of those things. I feel like sometimes listening, being a person in my position, I hear the complaints from rappers. I hear the complaints from the consumers. I hear, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly of how people feel about it, you know, on top of however I already feel about it. So it's one of those things where, you know, when you get a chance to ask the question, you know, so
yeah,
shit.
That was a good
people
question,
want an
though.
Answer.
Probably, I get it. I get it completely. Like, I keep that shit have been MTV status, 106 apart. Whatever,
I mean, because you're saying it's just one song, but it's like.
It was a big record.
Yeah, it was a big record. Like, one song can do a lot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I feel like trying to.
No, no, I mean, one song can make
a career. Yeah, I feel like.
But it's
and like, and I get it, but I feel like that's kind of like a cop out.
What's the cop out?
I don't know. I just feel like it
you
could have been
only one song.
Yeah, like using
song.
That like, one song like
I mean,
can
it
go
can
far.
Do a lot, but like I don't know for people who've never made a record altogether to
I
come
mean,
through and that be the first attempt. I think that's a great first attempt.
Yeah, it was.
Record.
Yeah, great. If we get that's why I don't hold no doubt in it. That's why probably I don't have I know that if it happens again. It's going to be bigger than what that was. You know what I'm saying? It's going to take time. It's just.
Have y'all all even performed it together?
Yeah, we all have performed it a couple times.
Together?
Yeah, all four of us. Not three of us, not two of us. We've all performed it. I want to say we performed it in Austin at South by Southwest together. We performed it at, what's this smokers show they be having over here?
Smokers Club? Oh.
Urban Woodstock.
Urban Woodstock. Yeah, Marcus set. We performed it there. Man, but at my HP3 concert, Marcus couldn't make it, but we still did the song. Yo, man, that song is
it goes.
It's stupid. So
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Keep that.
Trust. You know what? And like, it's a lot of hometowns that it's a lot of hometown listeners like you that like know artists from their town that can direct stuff better. But it's gonna take time for it. So this song got to pick up out of Houston. It got to pick up like.
But it has to have in order for something to pick up out of Houston.
That's a
pop
offer.
It has exactly like, and again that's because like I said, Houston is finicky. It's a lot of. You know, it has to be here, then it has to make it out. It's, you know, a lot of the radio situation. It's a lot of the, you know, the DJs. Yeah, a lot of the DJs don't really do a lot as far as, you know, breaking, you know, their own artists or whatever, which is not even a conversation I care to have anymore because it's just retarded at this point.
We building, though. Like, independent artists in Houston are building. We on, like, 97.9 is building with us. We on the Los Magnificent Car Show. You know, people are getting spins on the radio. It's like, it's going from nothing to something now, so I can't cop out and say, you know what I'm saying? Don't feel like no cop out to me because I feel like it's building. You know what I'm saying? From nothing. From when Mike Jones stopped, when the Mike Jones era stopped, it was nothing. It wasn't even shows in Houston. It wasn't independent artists doing shows at Warehouse or House of Blues or nothing. Yeah. So we went from zero. We went from doing the front line to doing shows and saying, okay, these are independent artists that name wasn't even being used. It was mainstream artists. People had deals. Mike Jones had deals. Slim Thug had deals. You know what I'm saying? Paul Wall had deals. Comedian had deals. We're doing this out of people's pockets. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like, you know, it takes time. It takes money. It takes thousands of dollars to make a single pop. And that one song, trust me, $500,000 of some nature was put into that. Like, so when I say it takes time and money, I really mean it takes money, not just the Knox playing it, then, you know, they playing it in Dreams, and then they playing it on 97.9. That's mediocre when it comes to singles now, songs. So yeah. it takes a real lot of movement. It takes a movement for real for one song. And that's why people fall off, because they put so much into that one song, and the next thing, this ain't do what that did, because you put everything in that. You put your whole eggs into that. So I have an answer for everything. I'm sorry, but
that's so what's just, your affiliation with Slim?
Slim is probably like the realest. Slim is the realest artist that I feel is in Houston.
Sorry, that's my Slim thing.
Like, Slim, I fucks with Slim real tough. Like, I want Slim to be like, I want Slim to have that run like Juicy J. I want him to come back and just get that run again from having longevity, being seniority, just having, you know, I want him to have that run again because he looked out for me. He keep it real. He keep it real. Like, Slim is. Along with Bun B, along with a lot of Paul Wall, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't make them like that no more. That's why it's hard. You know what I'm saying? They don't make artists like that no more. So We dealing with what we got.
I asked you what your affiliation was, and you told me what you wanted him to do.
Well, my affiliation with him is, damn, that was tough, though. God. Like, he's cool. That's my boy, dog. We cool. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
That's his friend. That's his homie. Yeah. That's his confidant. That's his consigliere.
Okay, but that's cool. That should have been it. Okay.
Yeah, but I wanted to let you know, like, why.
How he feels about
you
him,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Why? You know what I'm saying? I had to let you know why. I fucks with him. Fuck with Snoop Dogg. It's the boss of the North.
What was your favorite Slim project?
My favorite Slim project, it would have to probably be a mixtape. Because
man, I like that Boss of All Bosses.
Yeah, I do too.
Man, Already Platinum though was dope too.
Yeah, it was.
Nah?
Let me sit back. Let me think.
I have a question. Do you know, this is probably really old and it's really random, and you're probably not going to know the answer, but does he have a freestyle over the Meeting in My Bedroom beat?
Meet Me in My Bedroom?
The Silk. Who was it? 112's. Meeting in My Bedroom. Does he have a freestyle over that? It would have been, it would have been... Like 03,
like 04. Being from the south side of Houston, we listened to Screw. We didn't listen to Switch House at all.
You're from the south side?
Yeah, it was totally segregated when it comes to music from the north and the south. Back in the days with mixtapes.
See, I'm
but
from Dallas.
When ESG
everything.
And Slim got together.
For Boss Hog Outlaws?
Yeah, ESG and Slim got together in the project. That's when I grew onto Slim Thug. You know what I'm saying? And
we need to get ESG back on the show.
Yeah, ESG. Oh yeah, he's one of another OGs that fuck with me real tough.
We've done Slim, we've done
DMD,
we've done
The RZA.
Let me get Lil Kiki in here too.
I know.
Yeah,
you're telling me, dog.
Yeah.
You know where Lil Flip at?
I have not seen Lil Flip in a while.
We trying to get Lil Flip. I want to talk to him.
Peaches is trying to get Lil Flip.
He follows me on Twitter
years.
Though.
He ain't never on Twitter.
Yeah.
I be checking.
But yeah,
we had a hashtag for it one day.
Where's Flip?
Peaches is looking for Lil Flip. Tell him, I said, hey.
You know, I go out of town and people still ask about Lil Flip like they.
No, like I real life want him to come in here. Like I real life want to do an interview with him. I have questions.
Yeah,
I'm sure he has answers.
Like, where's Mike Jones at too? Didn't he? Yo,
weren't we supposed to get him one day?
I've talked to Mike several times. That's all I'm saying.
And you know what? Like to go back to the difference between. The run with Slim and them back in the days, like they was making money off of their projects. Now it's so saturated where people have to get their music away. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but your money is coming off your shows. And to be honest, a lot of these people can't perform. Well, that's why they're not making no money.
Yeah, well, people might not can perform, but Houston is not really like a concert city.
I mean, you know it's like this. People will go out to the concerts, and it just depends on the name. But like I said, Houston is finicky. Like,
how long have you lived in Houston?
Since 2007.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to know, you know, because I've been living there for a while. You know what I'm saying?
I'm from
concerts
from Dallas.
In Houston
my whole life.
Different than when you go to Austin.
I mean,
completely.
Then when you go to San Antonio. So it's
no,
like,
but like, and what I think he's saying is you're saying performers like from Houston aren't that great. But if Slim, just use Slim as an example, Slim goes to Austin, best show in the world.
But that's how Houston
right? Is that what you're saying?
But my thing is, at this point, that to me, you already know that. So if you know that, and if that's how you really feel, then stop performing here and make them have a demand for you to come back. Like, if you know that the crowd is like that, you know what I'm saying? Or get them to pay you. Like, if you know that, and if you know you're not going to get the reception that you want, if you know if you're going to do a show here, and it's not going to be as fulfilling as you like, then why even do it? Why not take that money or that investment and do it somewhere else?
I don't know why people don't do that. I don't feel like it is... I don't feel like that. I feel like, you know, people want to see me perform and all that. But who is that? Oh, come on in, G. How you doing? What's your name?
Aiden.
Aiden's in the building. Y'all give it up for Aiden, man.
Shout out to Bagheera Music right now.
Now, you know what? This is my answer. This is my answer, Peaches. Like, for real. Like, it has changed. It has changed. Back then, it was when somebody freestyled and it was jamming, that was like the best thing in the world, right? You know, Slim went for 8 minutes. That shit was crazy. Do you know how many people do that now? Do you know how many people like rap now? Do you know how many people that study rap now and know, like, they can do it at 3 years old now and do it at four? Like, it's so... It's not really overwhelming until you just do something crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So right now, back in the days, it was beautiful to see that. Now it's just, okay, you did that. We've seen that before. Let's see something new. You know what I'm saying? It might not just do it. You got to take it to the next level now, which means less people are going to get notified for what they're doing because it's been done before. So you have to do something else. And shit, it's, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to get paid for your free CD no more that you rapping over Missy Elliott beat. We're not going to give you $10 for that no more. So you got to get that away for free, and then you got to build. You got to show me that you just so great that when you do drop it, we're going to leak it. Yeah, it's going to get leaked, and then we might buy it if it's jamming after that. That's where it's at right now. So it's eliminating a lot of things, but it's harder to get there. It's harder to start off and just start making money independent. It's like, that's why it, you know, people do it and don't become successful. So it's like, you can't
or successful
just, or get sex. You know what I'm saying? So
successful.
It's going to be a lot of failure stories now. Going to be a lot of failure stories. It's not going to be that many people that's going to be making it. So it's going to be a lot of people complaining. It's going to be a lot of people that feel like Houston ain't the spot. People say that. Trust me, people say that in New York. They don't play New York artists on New York radio. They don't play L.A. You know what I'm saying? It's everywhere. It's not just here. It's not just Houston. People need to realize that, but they don't because they never get out of Houston. Because
they never hear the grievances.
They
want to
sit back on their computer and leak their shit. And
then, though, we sit back and then we're like, You know, people talk about, oh man, Houston in the spot, but then it's in every rap. Yeah. Every rapper wants to be from Houston. Yeah. At the end of the day, you know, with the
so and then they try to use that for, like, instead of saying, hey, when you do something, you want people to trend. You want it to trend, and you want people to do that.
Yeah.
I believe DJ Screw would be very happy that his legacy, that his craft is where it is now. People are screwing everything. Everybody album has a segment in it where it's screwed down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what he would be very happy about that. But instead, people are saying, that's got lint in their pocket are like, damn, shit, we've been rapping like this for a while and we ain't eating off like this. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we're building ourselves into a cage. Like it's for real, like it's getting crazy because people feel like they want to hear that from you. You just got to make something better than what you're making. You know what I'm saying? It just, you got to keep working. You got to stop talking. You got to stop expressing yourself and looking like venting and just start working. You know what I'm saying? Because you weren't hearing Paul Wall vent. You weren't hearing Slim vent. You hearing people vent, and they're not even supposed to be on. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of shit ain't supposed to happen. That's what artists need to realize. You're not even supposed to be. Like, you understand what I'm trying to say?
You on a rant. Just go finish
it. I'm not ranting at all. I'm explaining. Like, that's another thing. A lot of people use terms loosely now. Like, you're reaching. You're being thirsty because you want it. I'm just explaining something.
Well, thirsty. Well, no. Because I
thirst is real.
Yeah, I hate the term thirst actually because it's like one of those things is you're trying to. It's like, to me, that's one of those things where you want attention, but you don't want somebody to think that you want attention. So then when you get the attention that you somewhat kind of wanted, now they're thirsty. So that way, you know, like, you wanted
that's
attention,
crazy, right?
It's stupid.
Yeah. So
it's retarded.
When somebody expresses themselves now, it's like they're ranting. So
I mean, no. I don't mean it in a negative connotation. Yeah. I just mean like you felt strongly or passionately about whatever that you were saying.
I was ranting
then. And you can continue. I don't mean it like you ran and like you on a soapbox. Like,
nah.
You know, that's
really,
I think that's one of those things where Twitter carries over into real life and it's not the same thing.
It ain't. Because, see, a lot of shit that happened on Twitter, when it finally come into reality, it's just like, who cares? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's Twitter logic. It's Twitter philosophy. It's not, it's not,
man,
always
this
applicable.
This interview is getting good now. This is what I wanted.
Right.
You know, this is what I drove from Katy for. You know what I'm saying?
I feel this part.
Yeah. But, yeah, I like talking about Houston artists. I like talking about Houston music because we're very influential.
About the industry, like the...
We're very influential.
People the hierarchy are, and the you know, the in-town celebrities and the socialites and the strippers. And
I love Houston strippers. They're so, the Houston stripper, off-duty Houston stripper is the nicest woman in the world.
Shit, the on-duty Houston strippers are nice as hell too.
They need to get money.
I get hugs every time after I throw money.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know. I don't know if Houston, I believe in the throwing the money.
I like, can we go through the names?
We can do that.
Go ahead, name them.
Let's go. Top tier.
I like Lyra.
Yeah,
like,
we talked about that. Lyra galore.
I like Miracle.
Miracle Watts, of course. I like Miracle.
I'm in a stump right now because I ain't been out in a while, so it might be some new people. What's Johnny Blaze?
Johnny
Blaze. She's very entertaining on Twitter. I always get into it with an ex. Everybody know about that shit.
I just want her to stop.
You know what she sings, and I wish she would really like focus on music.
I guess because I'm one of those people where I might, you know, leave some stuff to the imagination. Yeah. Like you are, like, and it has nothing to do with her stripping. Strip, because she's I've seen her strip, girl. You do good, girl. Work it. Yeah. But that
where
extra
stuff. Where does strip? Where's Miracle Watch strip?
I believe I don't even know if Miracle strips.
I don't think she's doing as much stripping right now.
But I think V Live is a new spot now where these girls go. I just go eat. You know what I'm saying? I'm not at the status now where I throw money at all. I'm trying to.
I'm with
money.
You, dog.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand it. I'll just sip, like Drake said, I'll just give her my money if I want to entertain me, like directly here. Yeah. You put this in your pocket and you come.
Right?
But nah, like real talk, I never threw money and I probably would never throw money when I get it. Like, I'm not.
Yeah, you can use it as a tax write off. That's why they throw so much money.
For real?
I didn't say that, huh?
Oh.
I don't think that's real.
I do taxes and shit, but I never.
You should look into that.
I should. Yeah, but yo, Houston is the best city in the world. Like,
it's like volunteering; it's a donation.
I want. Can we go to the strip club? I've been wanting to go for a while.
I will take you. No, will you
go with me?
Because they got good food there too.
When you turn 21,
bro. Wait a minute, Brad. You're not 21.
Nah.
What, you,
I will
20?
Take you to the strip club.
Damn. That boy's a young star, man. Hey, man, keep
Brad,
going.
Brad, my
bro.
Meal ticket.
Yeah, Brad gonna make it. Brag on. You can tell he dressed. He's a fucking star.
he's a shenanigan.
Yeah. Yeah. Anytime Brad, I see him, he just
so when you come in the Debonair Lounge.
I've been hearing about that R&B spot. I might come up there and perform some of my laid back joints. I want to do something with Jack Freeman. I want to do an EP with Jack Freeman. But yeah, I want to do a couple songs with Jack Freeman. I told you that the other day in the studio.
You did.
And I want to come check it out. Do they snap in there? Is it like a.
No, we clap. We turn
clap.
Up.
Y'all turn
it'd be
up?
A lot of women's in
you
there.
You be there?
I host every Monday. Hosted. I'm the host.
You host it?
Yeah.
And you run the door, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I not there?
I just asked you that.
Yeah, that's a good
when
question.
When is it, Mondays?
Every Monday night.
Because, you know, yesterday was Monday. Last Monday.
Tonight's Monday.
Well, tonight's Monday, so you should come today.
Tonight's Monday. That's crazy. I'm going tonight.
Hashtag fake yeah, Monday morning.
I'm in that hole tonight. Yeah. So who be singing? Who's an artist that who's in there? Who be shining in there? That's the
Jax performed a couple times.
Who shines?
Nick Greer was there last night, and he always does awesome. He had a violinist and a saxophonist. You what?
I'm trying to get in tune with the R&B artist because
he's not an R&B artist.
He's like a blues artist. White dude, red hair.
White dude.
Wears a nose, red nose. He has a band, Nick Greer and the Gents.
Jeez,
see that's
Jeez.
What I need to get into. That's he, what I need to.
He had a saxophonist last
everybody
night,
comes
a
to
violinist
Jack Freeman,
last night.
Brian Angel, Reggie
Leland's
Jams.
Been there.
Leland.
I like those names.
Ken Randall, Kareem Terry.
I like that Six in the Slab song.
A girl named Kirk Tiandra. Oh, Lana Fame did very well last night.
Oof.
She was awesome.
Oof.
Shout out to her.
Yeah, that's dope. I'm gonna check it out. Where is it? Where is it at?
Cafe 4212.
Alameda. 4212 Alameda.
Okay.
Alameda.
Right across from Peggy Port.
Medical Center area, right?
Mm-hmm. Right down the street from the Mosaic.
Oh, big. I shot a video there. Never came out. Elevators with Slim and Liz. I like this.
What happened to that? Where's the video?
It didn't come out too good.
Oh, it didn't? Oh, okay.
Uh-uh.
Well, shout out to
you
the
look,
director.
You look upset.
That
you okay?
Get me on the top. But I love that song. I had strippers dancing to it.
So why don't you even do the video?
Who were the strippers?
Actually, Johnny Blaze was in the video.
Oh, word.
And she looked good on the pole. I don't know how she tweets, but she did good on that pole.
Word up.
Yeah. Huh?
I said word up.
Word up. I hadn't heard that in a long time. I didn't know what did you mean. I thought you meant maybe the word.
The all words right. were up in the air?
Yeah. What we about to do?
I'm about to go to the Debonair Lounge.
Okay, yeah, because you're hosting.
I'm hosting.
Is it a lot of women there, though?
You going to buy me some wine?
My G.
Yeah, my G. I drink Riesling. That would you like?
I'd drink Riesling if it was made in Germany.
Yo.
I think this shit was made
women,
in Sacramento.
The women
then
are
no,
real.
Because it's probably dry.
The women, it's grown women there? I like grown women.
Miracle watched Johnny Blazer there last week.
They're young.
Okay, you want
they're
you
like
want,
22.
No, I didn't mean like they were grown. I meant like they were there.
Oh.
But yes, there are some grown
they're
women.
They're grown women, they're all ages, dog.
This isn't a club.
Yeah, this isn't a club scene. Like this, they're actually coming in dressed very nicely. It's heels and you know skirts. It's pretty nice in there.
We need something different. Like I don't want people to just focus on hip hop in Houston because I think there's other things that's going on here too. Like
Devin comedians on Mondays.
And. It's a dude named King Koran on Instagram. He does.
Oh, you know what? We should bring him on. I'm about to leave a comment on his thing right now. He's hilarious.
He be doing the split camera and like punching himself right. He falls over. I promise you. When you see him, he's from Mo City, so I gotta support him, bro. You know what I'm saying? And so look. Blood on the Leaves. Have you seen that little kid singing that Kanye West song? Uh-uh. Oh, man, you should watch World Star.
Yeah, I don't do that.
We're back. We had to just stop.
No, I can edit all that out. All right. I'm going to have to do a lot of editing on this one.
Good thing it's a Tuesday.
Good thing it's a Tuesday, huh? It come out Monday?
Yeah, this Monday.
Cool. We'll be at Debonair.
Debonair.
Debonair. I'm sorry. That's a real word. I should know what that means. Okay. Debonair Lounge.
Yeah, come out in your suit and tie, D-Lo.
Not a suit and tie. I'm going to wear like a shirt like this, though, with some nice jeans that fit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Nice
shoes. Wear skinny jeans?
I don't wear skinny jeans. I wear jeans that fit, and that's what's cool to me. I think everybody should wear their size.
I agree with you.
I think everybody should wear their size.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Not too skinny, but not too
baggy.
Because
I be looking at these throwback pics I had. I used to wear like a 38 jeans with like a 4XTs and stuff.
And what are you, a 30?
And I look so sloppy.
234?
I'm like a 36, real talk now. I'm a 36, real talk.
Okay.
I'm 32.
Yeah.
But I believe you.
Yeah. I'm a 36, but I think it's cool for people to wear whatever they comfortable to wear. Like,
you know, people.
You have a fresh hat on right now, by the way.
Appreciate it. I got it in New Orleans at Essence Fest. You know,
that's
Essence
a dope Fest. Hat.
Yeah, but
why do you keep reading your flyer before you speak about it? Do you not know what it is?
No, I was gonna show you these jeans. Like, these are probably the slimmest jeans I ever wore in my life. But I realized that, like, in Europe, in like New York, people were wearing these size.
That's
jeans.
The style.
And we're back here on the Brad Gilmore Show. We're sitting here.
We're back.
DeLorean. Interesting guest, to say the very least. The last time you were actually even like on the show, it was like a very hot summer day, like at a schoolhouse.
Oh my God!
With me, you, Cab, the Don, and Jack Freeman.
Oh yes, you brought back.
I sweat my perm out that day.
You don't wear a perm, do you?
No.
Okay.
It was
it's
a joke.
Moose, right?
Huh?
It's moose?
No.
How you get it to slick back and stand up?
Dog, it's just me. Let me do me.
Why does Brad explain his hair every show?
I don't. Okay. I don't explain my hair every show.
But nah, that school was scary as shit, Brad.
It was
like something on the paranormal something activity.
Yeah, no, it was definitely.
I would not go there after 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I was glad my show was over at 6 back then.
Man, come on, bro. Them hallways were like...
It was eerie. Oh, it was like definitely eerie.
Old psychiatric hospital.
Yo, these hallways aren't the greatest either.
Yes. Yeah, these ain't this one.
We're coming up, though. The come-up's real now.
The come-up is real, though.
The come-up's real.
I like this spot.
Yeah, we were talking about you, and you were talking about Twitter as well. And
I hate Twitter.
I noticed someone on Twitter, though, shares your name...
Oh no!
Shares your name, and they were passing off screenshots of your video on their Instagram.
Bread. It seemed like I lost my wallet and I couldn't get in contact with Chase, and it just out of nowhere. My identity was stolen.
Explain the situation for people who don't know.
You may not know. There's a dude. I think he's a dude. He might be a catfish. He goes by name DeLorean. He has a fake blue check. He has fake followers. He has everything.
Are you
to make
sure it's
it look
a fake
like,
blue check?
I know it is because today he tweeted, if you want to get a blue check, hit me up. I got the hookup on blue checks. I thought he was talking about Nikes. So anyway, I did a song with Kirk O'Bangs, and someone told me, hey, man, I was on this site, and they got your song on there, but that's not your picture. So I was like, oh, okay. So I go to the site, and it was some dude. Like, yo, That's not the right picture. So I thought maybe, you know, the site had the wrong idea, but he actually sent the song in with his picture on there.
Yeah.
That was the first time I've encountered with this guy. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, yo, bro, you know, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? You know, he's like, man, it's a mistake, bro. I sing. I'm an R&B artist. You know what I'm saying? I don't even rap. I don't even know why they did that. I was like, oh, cool. So I let it go. And then another time he, you know, his Instagram is my Twitter name.
Yeah, I am DeLorean.
No, and that's his Twitter name, right?
That's my Twitter name. That's his Instagram name. So he tells people to follow him on Instagram, on Twitter, but he's using my name, right?
Oh, so it pops up in your...
It pops up. So I'm like, damn, why don't you change your name, bro? Like, let me have that name. And you could have I DeLorean for Instagram.
Yeah.
And have I am DeLorean, you know.
For your, yeah.
Yeah, and I have, there won't be no confusion. But he wants confusion, Brad.
No, I'm looking at tweets right now.
So
earlier he tweeted out that he has a studio session with Chris Brown tomorrow. And
before we get to that, it's one more thing, though.
Okay, go ahead.
I had a video premiere on MTV, right? The Breathe joint. I go by his Instagram. He has the video up, he's recording it, telling everybody the credits that come on at the beginning is DeLorean. He's recording it saying, man, I'm on MTV, y'all, everybody. I'm seeing comments on this shit like, congratulations, DeLorean. It hurt, Brad.
But if they watch the video and go look at his pictures,
they're looking, it's gonna be you in the end.
They're looking at his clip that he's posting. He's stopping it before it gets to
shows him. It says, I saw it's like has your name and it says DeLorean.
He didn't make a video, just a picture, matter of fact.
No, and then he said also, someone said, you're not the real DeLorean I saw on MTV. And he said, my video has premiered on MTV a few times. That's very easy to do.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
Don't show me, Brad. I'll throw your phone away. Don't show me. That dude is crazy, bro. One time, I really started to stop talking to him because he told me, he said, bro, I'm so good with this computer stuff, I can delete your whole Twitter. And he told me that. That was back when I was really, like, into Twitter. You know what I'm saying? He told me, I was like, you know what? I'm not messing with this guy no more. I told my people, yo, leave him alone. Don't tweet him no more. You know, he's just a fake. You know what I'm saying? He tries to get people to sign up for some type of bargaining thing he got for $40 or something. Oh, I don't know. Man. And he also steals R&B music from another artist that he posts and act like it's his. So I don't even really think he can sing.
So he's one of them internet thugs.
Yeah.
He's probably just a geek sitting behind a computer.
That is kind of strange, though. Like I saw that,
scary,
and I laughed.
Ass shit, bro. It's scary to me. I'm sorry. It's just scary, bro.
That's just horrible.
I couldn't even imagine that. Because, it really is like having, you know, your identity stolen.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You know, I'm trying to come up, bro. I need every little thing I can get, bro. Don't take nothing from me. I want it all. I want everything that I do, you know?
That's a lot.
That's a lot to deal with. That's really kind of creepy too. Yeah.
Anybody that like says something and accidentally use his Twitter, he possesses it. He tried to act like that's his or something. But yeah, come on, man.
Man, he's probably what it is. He is probably some internet nerd from back in the day who was a big fan of like I don't know like Back to the Future or something, you know. And it was just like, oh, I'm gonna be DeLorean. And then I'm just going to kill everybody.
You know, his first name might really be DeLorean, you know, as far as I know. But other than that, like, I don't really, you know, me and him fell out a couple of times, you know, so I don't really mess with him anymore. Me and him aren't on good terms.
Even though you tweeted him today?
I told him.
You know anything else?
You know what?
About?
He said he added me, right?
Because
he used my name. He said he's in the studio with Chris Brown tomorrow. I said, bro, if you pull this one off. I said, that's what I told him. I said, if you pull this one off, I'm never going to, like, slander you again. You got it, bro. If you can pull this one off, you got it. I promise. I'm not going to say
you can
anything.
Be DeLorean.
You can be DeLorean. I'm the next DeLorean. I'm the other DeLorean. If you do that, bro, I promise. You got it. I'm going to leave you alone.
Oh, man. You know, there's been a lot of stuff going on, like, not only in Twitter, but, like, you know, in the whole culture and atmosphere of hip-hop. We talked about it on last week's show. I kind of just want to get your opinion on it. Legendary New York DJ, Mr. C, has come. I don't know if he's come out as a homosexual or bisexual, but he has admitted to soliciting prostitution from male transgenders.
Mm.
But is
he married?
I don't know.
Wow.
I think I know he has children. So
you know his children?
I don't know his children.
Oh.
I know he has shows. Do you know who Mr. C is?
I am. He really found. Didn't he like bring out? Wasn't he Biggie's DJ?
Yeah. He's like, he kind of like, yeah, started pretty much. I mean, he's a huge part of New York hip hop.
Yeah, he was known for breaking records, and you know.
I mean, he's still with 97.
That's back when DJ used to break records. Yeah.
He's still with. We gotta talk about that in a minute.
Whatever you want to talk about. Hey, Brad, no filter, bro. Let's just go all the way in, bro.
Well, I got a question.
All the way, whatever.
Oh, I want to know what he thinks about Mr. C.
How much time
we
got left?
We got a lot. Okay, I want to know what you think about Mr. C.
All the way, bro. Do you want to talk about Mr. C right now? What you want to know about Mr. C?
I just want to know what your feelings and opinions are on that.
Mr. C is lost. Mr. C, he has a serious sex addiction with something that he finds attractive that's abnormal. That's what Mr. C is, you know.
Do you think he needs like have psychiatric help? Or
I really don't know how it go. He C to God say he might just have to get a boyfriend in an apartment somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Like that illegal stuff, he got to cut it out, yo. You know what I'm saying? I'm not you know, if he want to do what he want to do with a male, that's what he wants to do.
Yeah,
but you know he shouldn't do illegal activities. You know, soliciting sex. That's
a good point.
You know,
that was my point.
You need to just go and
it's like if you like, you know, dudes that look like women or whatever it is.
Stop paying for it. Just find you a boyfriend
and an apartment.
You know, invest in your boyfriend, you know.
I feel that, Peach. What was your question?
I don't even know no more. I got really doubt.
Yeah.
Invest in your boyfriend.
Do you not know?
I really don't. That threw me out.
What is your current relationship status like?
Damn, bro. It's confusing right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. Like, you know. Oh, my toes are out today. But I'm trying to figure out. I'm still trying to figure it out. Am I single? Am I involved? Or am I?
Well, let's talk through it. Let's try to figure it out. Yeah. What's going on?
Hey, bro.
Ask Peaches.
Peaches. Am I asking Peaches?
Yeah. You're not asking her.
Oh, this is part
of
the segment.
Asking. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Man, look, I have a friend,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and she's down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's it.
But you're not down.
What's the conundrum?
I'm down.
You're down. She's down.
Yeah,
but you
for the
her,
get down.
You called her a friend.
That's what it begins. That's where it begins. You want to find some. Your significant other needs to be your friend first. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, if you get married to somebody, need to be your best friend.
Yeah.
That's how you last. You know what I'm saying? If you're not a friend. It's not going to work out, baby. You know what I'm saying? Because I just want you because you got a fat ass.
You know
what I'm saying? That's not going to last, you know? So I want a friend. And that's what we are now. She's my friend. She's down.
I thought you said you were confused, though.
Now I'm clear. I have it clear now. I have
so you answered your own question.
I got a clear understanding. Sometimes it takes time. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you just got to talk it out.
The rain is fucking gone. Yeah. So what's next, though?
What?
What's next, Peaches? What you got
Peaches,
for me?
You have some questions. You're a weird interview. I'm going to let you know.
Yeah.
You don't answer questions like normal people do.
I'm not normal.
But no, that's fine. I actually appreciate it. I'm enjoying myself a lot right now.
Let's not use weird anymore then.
Strange.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
Okay.
I'm real, like, this is comfortable, bro. I'm on a leather couch.
Mm-hmm.
And your flip-flops.
Flip-flops.
You got a gray tape under your arm.
Yo, this is a gray tape. Wow. Side B. 60 minutes. I used to put tape on top of real CD tapes and record over them, record the radio. I used to record the radio songs on the radio, like, as soon as they come on.
I used to do that.
It record and have, like, a player playlist, because you don't know what's coming on.
And when I got tired of it, I turn it over, do it over again.
You don't know what song is coming on. You start recording, be like, I want that song. You have to rewind it. That's life right there, bro. That's bread. That was life for me. About boombox, I didn't have much growing up. So,
yeah.
Like, little things, I really stretched it out and made it life, man. Like, that's me. I recorded over gospel tapes and made my best mixtapes in the world. Like,
so you was like, forget Jesus music, make D-Lo
music. I heard
it.
I listened to it. And, you know,
and then it ran its course.
Like, because my mom, she was deep into the, you know, gospel, you know, Bible. You know, that's my mom. But, when I seen that she wouldn't worry about them tapes anymore.
Mixtapes.
D-Lo the DJ.
Who were Who were some of your like your favorite rappers growing up? Who were the people that you like to listen to?
Oh man, growing up, like I used to listen to like it was local for a while until I realized like Nas and but like it was Street Military. It was Bam. I don't know if y'all were familiar with that.
I don't know Bam.
Next Bam. Okay, the Faculty. Faculty.
I know the Faculty.
Okay, yeah. Big Mike. Swap House Music, like you know, Tila. Fuck, feel like somebody daddy up here. Somebody daddy, but like,
do you have any children?
Yeah, I have a little girl. She's turning 3 Saturday. Her name's Chloe.
Tell her happy birthday from the Brag Your One Show.
I'll tell her. She's very comprehensive right now. Like you can tell her stuff, she'll remember it. She would definitely remember you, Brad.
I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say. I'm just over here.
Peaches is quiet. That's how I know this is not going right.
What you mean?
Like, I've listened to your interviews. I sat up all night. They're like an hour long. Each one, I listened to all of them. You're a very talkative person. Mm-hmm. Right now, she has the mic muffled up, and her knees are like doing the like just shaker. Shakes.
Yeah.
Like, if this motherfucker say one more thing, I don't like.
Peaches, what are your feelings on DeLorean? How do you feel about him as a person?
I don't know. D-Lo told me I was on a pedestal.
Wow, that thought that was a good thing.
It sounds good.
Yeah, what do you think about me as a mechanic?
What do you fix?
Hearts.
What's wrong with my heart?
I didn't say anything was wrong with it.
So why would I have to have a feeling about you as a mechanic?
He just wants to know what's your feeling about him being a mechanic of hearts.
I don't.
Why are you taking this so personally, Peaches?
I'm not taking it personal.
Problem, Peaches.
Whoa! Let's ease up on the Peaches now.
Brad wouldn't be slapped.
As an artist, let's be serious though. As an artist, yeah. What you think about my shit?
I told you I've never listened to the Hood Politics, any of those. Grace was the first solid thing that I listened to. My favorite song on the project was Done.
Yeah, you told me that. Yeah.
But that's because I feel like while you were rapping that, like you enjoyed yourself, like you was kind of feeling yourself. And me as a listener of rappers, I enjoy when a rapper like feels himself when they rap. I like the other one that you were talking about. I don't remember the name of it. Which one am I talking about?
Which one is she talking about?
The off key one.
Oh, sing on key.
I like that one.
Okay.
On key.
You didn't know it was me on the hook.
I didn't. I actually had an argument with Doe about that.
Oh.
That's the day he texted you. Yeah. That's because I was asking.
Okay.
Shout
out to Doe Beezy.
I mean, overall, you're growing on me. I can say that.
Yeah. Hey.
So would you not consider yourself a DeLorean fan?
No,
that's a strong word,
completely.
Bro.
Fan, you think? What constitutes a fan?
Man, fan is someone that knows your songs, you know?
Yeah.
Like knows your albums and listen to your albums, know when your birthday is and shit like that, you know what I'm saying?
I think that's a super fan.
You think so?
I think a fan, like there are a lot of people I'm a fan of. Well, I think to me a fan means I like your stuff and I like to listen to it.
Yeah.
I don't have to listen to it all. Yeah. I can be a fan of one song.
No, I think a fan, I want to hear every song you got. I want to hear every song a fan. I mean, like if I like Kendrick Lamar, I want to listen to every Kendrick Lamar song.
Are you a Kendrick Lamar fan?
Starlito, anybody. Like,
are you a Kendrick Lamar fan?
His last album, I was a fan. I became a fan from his last album.
From The Good Kid, Mad City?
Yeah.
So you didn't like Section 80?
Didn't really listen to it that much. I can't even tell you a song. The first Kendrick Lamar song I heard, he was like, Boo Boo, Sheezy, Doo Doo. That was the first Kendrick Lamar song. So you had to, like, going off of that, you had to go off of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's probably not real one of his songs that just explained him, you know.
Do you like the newer album?
I do.
Good Kid, Mad City. What'd you think about him doing the control verse? The verse where he calls out everybody, calls himself the king of New York.
I think it's I think it was very healthy for hip hop for him to do that, you know.
In what regards?
Just to bring the competition back, you know, not just about the collaborating with everybody. We all good, you know, but hey, I'm not gonna say I'm the best until I'm with my homies, you know. But I like the way he came out and told everybody he think he's the best. Like,
what do you think about Meek Mill now responding with the first he dropped the Cassidy diss,
that was called
Ooh,
Kendrick.
Kill him.
No, hold on. He dropped a Cassidy diss that was called Kendrick, You're Next. And man, then he dropped the Ooh, Kill Him.
Man, let me tell you, any response after like 48 hours was irrelevant.
So you thought Meek
I think he
should
have just directed his energy into a project like I feel Drake did, you know? And I don't, like, a response was kind of cheesy, like, because he was just like, he really wasn't shitting on anybody. He was just like, he was naming everybody that he thought was hot or he fucks with. And then he said, like, but on the cool though, when I try to do my shit, I want to be better than you.
And I'm sure you share, you share the same sentiment
that's
with people that they put
do.
You up
everybody
with.
Yeah. Tried, if everybody's the best does that, you know what I'm saying? But now it's just hip-hop and music right now is at a different place. Mm-hmm. So when people hear, even when people hear good music, it's so long since they heard good music. This is a classic.
Oh.
Back then, you know what I'm saying?
Classic, it's a term that has no value.
24-hour titles. When the Drake leaked, like 4 hours, 20 minutes later, you know what I'm saying? It's a classic. You know what I'm saying? It just back then, you know, CDs were reviewed by magazine companies weeks
before,
months before it even came out, and then you know you had a good chance to really dissect the album. But now it's just like I let it hear one time all the way through, and it's a classic. You know,
yeah.
So that's where we at now with music. It's totally different than back in the day. So. Like comparing beef to back in the days is totally different. Comparing competition back in the days is totally different. It's just we're in a new place.
You think people are too like sensitive nowadays? Like, oh man, he said my name in a song.
Very sensitive, and it's really what other people tell, what other people say to you. Like people looking at tweets or whatever, they looking at like what people say. Oh, you got to come back at him. He going at your neck. But what you don't realize is he said your name. So the people whose name he didn't say should be the people that should have been offended. You know what I'm saying?
Because yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that's what like, I thought about too.
That's when Papoose stepped up, you know.
And like I didn't understand the whole Papoose thing because like a month or two earlier, like he brought Kendrick Lamar brought
him
Papoose out at
Summer Jam. Yeah.
And then the next thing I hear is Papoose just saying TDE's on PCP.
Loves New York. He loves New York.
Yeah.
Papoose loves New York. So he's like the Wicked Cricket of New York. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know who Wicked Cricket is?
I do not know who Wicked Cricket is.
Anyway.
Anyone in this room know who Wicked Cricket is? Okay. Not a single person.
The Crickets do.
You getting crickets for the Wicked Cricket.
It's
who's
cool.
Wicked Cricket?
It doesn't matter. You know. He used to...
So what's next for DeLorean, though? You Grace came out in June. You have Tuesday, October 1st at Warehouse Live, which is the Graceland show.
The Graceland show. Yeah.
So what are your future plans after Graceland? Like, where do you see DeLorean at the top of 2014?
Traveling, building the next project, and... Hopefully I can get on a tour, man, you know. And Shayla's birthday is October 3rd. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She told me to say that.
Yeah.
This is like detention. This is like after school detention.
Bro, it's weird.
Yeah.
I think I know what I don't like.
Breakfast Club, the movie.
It's like the movie, yeah. The John Hughes film, Breakfast Club. You know, I figured out what I don't like. I don't like the extra people in the room.
I thought it was just going to be me, you, and Peaches, Brad.
And DJ Motown.
I'm no offense to anybody else. I love y'all energy that y'all bring.
He's a DJ.
Yeah, he should be here.
No.
No, just
look, first of all.
This guitar is cool.
All right, off topic.
Okay.
Can you play the guitar?
I can pluck strings.
Pluck some strings.
No. We don't want to.
You can't pluck
strings.
No strings?
Do you agree that the energy is weird with these extra people?
Hey, and no, he's no weird. It's ain't nobody weird. In here doing shit but him.
You're not even talking, Peaches.
Yeah, Peaches is very...
Peaches, what's your problem today?
I'm a woman. Now leave me alone.
I didn't even say anything.
Can we start over? You
want to
start over?
Do you want to do it when they leave? Pause.
Pausey.
Okay. Oh, my Lord.
Yo, let's get right real fast. What's the next?
I apologize for all these extras, all right, you know, who won't get credited in the movie roles, all right? They're extras today, all three of them.
Yeah.
This is weird. And Peaches, why you're not even saying anything?
It's funny. Look, he told me at the beginning he was directing everything towards you. Remember?
You took that seriously?
I thought maybe she was going to overlook that and like.
Tyler over here fucking up.
And Rice. But I thought she was going to overlook that and try to be, you know, more aggressive with it, you know?
You want me to be aggressive with you?
I want you to be like that woman that interviewed DMX and he cried.
Why do you want me to make you cry, D-Lo?
I just want that type of energy. I want you to
so
be
So why was you beefing with Renzo on Twitter that one time?
Who is Renzo?
Yeah, that's a good one because we talked about it.
Okay, Twitter.
No, to see how you about to give explanations?
No, I'm about to tell you.
You want me to be rough with you, so why don't you just answer the question?
Let me tell you, Twitter is a different world. I was getting mentions from some dude, right? His name was what you said. And
Renzo.
Yeah.
Do you not know who he is?
I'd never seen him before in Houston.
So you've never met him before?
Never met him before in Houston.
Okay.
But people feel to defend me when I feel like they don't have to. But like he might have said that he don't like Grace or he heard it.
Didn't you originally ask him a question?
What did I ask him?
Or didn't you ask a question of what project has been better or something like that? How did it originally start? Projects. Y'all were comparing projects, and you asked something, and then you asked him if he liked Grace, and he said he likes Hood Politics more, and then y'all got into an entire.
I don't think that's completely correct. But regardless of what it is, I don't know the dude. You know what I'm saying? I don't know the guy. I told him to send me a song that I said send me your best song, and he sent it to me, mm-hmm. and I told him I didn't like it, and that's probably where it went. People were jumping in and all went over there, but people was telling him he wanted to have a battle or a concert battle.
Yeah, he wanted to have a very gimmicky kind of, and I told him it was gimmicky. It was like he wanted a concert battle, you and him, bar for bar.
Yeah, that was a while ago, man. I don't really remember.
So you just gotta stay off Twitter, DeLorean.
Yeah,
you got all these people who are coming for your neck and claiming to be you and.
It comes with the territory, bro. I'm not, you know, I ain't one of them dudes that think they the best, but I've done it for a while, and you know what I'm saying? I know how to act, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people who just coming in or trying to put out their first project and just expect the city to fold, you know what I'm saying, off your first mixtape, you know what I'm saying? It's going to take a little bit more than that.
What do you feel like, because you're put in that class of, like, top-tier MCs out of Houston. Like, everyone, you know, it's you, the Propanes, the Dobezies, the Lesses. Everyone says y'all are, like, the main guys.
Oh.
I mean, how do you feel about that position?
I mean, I'm honored that people even, like, bro, listen to my music. Because I make it just for me to be satisfied of how I'm feeling. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't make it to try to take over, be the king of the city, take over my neighborhood, none of that. You know, I'm just... I just try to make good music, and people gonna categorize you, people gonna compare you, and that's just what hip hop is. So I don't really look into it. I just want to just keep being here and keep making music, progress, move on to the next chapter, get out of the city, and be compared with hip hop, not just people that's
within,
coming up
within
in my city.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
now I want one last thing before we wrap this up. I want to know for people who aren't, because you say, you know, fan is a big word. For people who don't know a lot about D-Lo, who aren't fans of D-Lo, how would you describe Grace and pretty much just your style in general to people who don't know DeLorean when they're listening to this?
I like to kind of, like some like I have a lot of ride music, bro. Like highway ride music, laid back. It's not really that turn up. It's not really that what people consider radio music.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to like. It seemed like I have a message in songs or something that I don't really try to force and do, but it's just like, it's like, you know, music should teach you things. You know what I'm saying? That's just where I'm at. I'm a grown man. I got a little seed, and I just try to make music that's presentable, but still like real, and everybody would want to listen to. You know, so. To me, I would be that grown flow. That's what I feel like.
I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
Grown flow. Yeah.
Grown flow. Well, with that being said, you can follow him at I Am DeLorean.
You can follow me at I Am DeLorean on Twitter.
Or you can follow the other guy.
What's your name on Instagram?
It's D-Lo. It's half of DeLorean. DeLoMDR. My initials, what we were talking about earlier.
So
you
D-Lo
said the
MDR.
Last name. I'm not going to tell you which one it is, though.
Oh, but you guessed it right.
So, anyways.
We'll figure it out.
Instagram, my bad.
And then you can get Grace on Live Mixtapes and Hood Politics 3 on iTunes.
Yeah, get that. I'll get the money 2 months from now, but get it, though.
Oh, yeah. I know how that works. Well, D-Lo, we appreciate you coming on the show.
Hey, I appreciate y'all having me. It's my first interview since I dropped Grace.
How you feel about it?
I want to redo it, but hey.
Why you want to redo it?
I want you to talk more.
But why? What is it that you wanted me to do?
Because you're like, I want you to be like the interviewer. You know what I'm saying? We'll talk about that later, though.
Make sure you tune in next week to the Brad Gilmore Show.
Oh, show.